Evening, buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana.
Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you just do an all-nighter, watch the Vikings, and then just keep it going all night?
I thought the Vikings would calm me down, but they didn't.
How long have you lived here?
Man. Yeah, every game is a heart attack. But that's another story.
So what time are we going to start seeing the flakes fall here, Paul?
I think it'll be midday. I think it'll be around the lunch hour. And, this is a classic Colorado low tracking off to our south. Enough moisture to make it interesting. Temperatures are kind of marginal. Usually we like to see it in the low to mid-20s, Adam, but it's going to be upper 20s to around 30. The benefit will be that I think the salt and the sand, the chemicals work better when you get closer to freezing. So I still think we could have whiteout conditions, and it's going to be pretty rough out there on the highways late afternoon and evening. I think the heaviest burst will come in this evening. I'm seeing some data suggesting we could have thunder snow. Don't be surprised if you hear a few rumbles of thunder at the height of the storm this evening, when I think the snow will be falling at an inch an hour, and a few spots far south metro could see 2 inches an hour. So it's going to be close to a whiteout, but it won't be a blizzard. The winds won't be that bad. 15 miles an hour. I don't expect much blowing and drifting, if that's any consolation, but it's still going to be a pile. But again, if I went on the air and predicted 1 to 15 inches, people would cart me away to the happy home for wayward weather guys, but that's kind of the range. We're going to be on the northern edge of the really heavy stuff, and I still think most of us will get 4 to 8 in the immediate metro between 694 and 494, the close-in suburbs. 4 to 8, best chance of 7 or 8 at the airport, Bloomington, Chanhassen, Chaska, on down to Woodbury and Eagan. But you get just south of the Minnesota River, I think it's going to be 10 or 12 for Shakopee and Prior Lake and Rosemount. And then there's going to be a band of really heavy stuff, 12 to 15, New Ulm, Mankato, Faribault, Owatonna, on up to about Red Wing. So I think, you know, the Weather Service has the right idea. It's always tricky when we're right on the edge. Your results may vary, but we're going to get something out of this. It's going to be enough to plow bordering on crippling south of the metro. I guess never tell a Minnesotan not to drive, but I would think twice about heading south of the metro this evening. It's going to be tough enough in the immediate Twin Cities. But again, it's all going to come back to us, right? How to drive on snow and leave extra room and leave extra time. And
takes a couple of times to drive in. Let me ask you this. You know, the snow we got earlier this week, I tweeted about this. You know, if all snowfall were like the snow we got earlier this week, I'd quit radio and make a living out of shoveling driveways, because that's, I mean, you could blow on it and clear your driveway. What's this stuff going to be like?
That snow earlier in the week fell in the teens. So it was the real powdery, fluffy stuff, the stuff you see in the Colorado Rockies. Not as typical here. And you're right, it was easy to get off the driveway and the sidewalks. This is going to be heavier, slushier, wetter. But again, the upside is I think MnDOT has at least a prayer of keeping at least the freeways slushy and wet in spots. But it's going to be a good snowfall, plowable here. But you get north, and even the north metro, you know, 2 or 3 inches. So snow lovers up there will feel cheated. St. Cloud will get a lousy inch, Brainerd nothing. So real sharp line. And that, you know, we're never right in the bullseye. We're usually right on the edge, and that makes trying to predict these things tougher than they should be.
Well, we'll be listening this afternoon, and you said probably taper off early tomorrow morning.
I think so. Yeah, late tonight, and tomorrow's going to be up near 30. It's going to be above freezing Sunday afternoon, and the sun will be out all weekend. So I think roads will get better in a hurry tomorrow. And the models, the European model. By the way, Svetlana says hi.
I thought it was Inga, but yeah, Svetlana.
Well, you know, it goes back and forth.
We're all friends.
The European model is still saying 62 on Wednesday, which I can't imagine that happening with snow still on the ground, which tends to, you know, cool the air from below. I just don't see that. Will it be in the low, maybe mid-50s on Wednesday? Yeah, I think there's a pretty good chance.
Jeez.
So my advice, if you like snow, get out this weekend. Saturday, the conditions will be as good as they get, especially metro on south. So romp in the snow. It's going to get kind of slushy and mushy by the middle of next week. And if this forecast depresses you, keep in mind we're 11 days from the winter solstice. In exactly 15 days, on Christmas Day, we pick up 1 minute of daylight. So, that's kind of the psychological turning point, is the winter solstice on the 21st. So, but I'm happy to see it can still snow here. I think it's going to be a white Christmas, although, you know, the snow could be a little used by the time we get to Christmas Day. But I think we'll have at least an inch of snow left on the ground, probably more.
Wow. Thank you, Paul. Thanks for the time. Boy, you know, the weather and football teams around here, we like them unpredictable and panic-inducing.
Adam, I'm happy not to talk about politics. I'm happy to babble about the weather.
Amen.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.